Will Tanner, U.S. Deputy Marshal, by William W. Johnson, with J.A. Johnston.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1.
You're just looking for trouble, boss, Shorty Watts cautioned as Jim Hightower put his boot in the stirrup. You better let Will take the starch out of that one.
You just hold on to his ears till I get in the saddle, Hightower replied confidently.
He knew Shorty might be right. He was getting too old to try to break the really rank ones, and this horse must have been gelded much too late, because there was still a hell of a lot of stallion in him. He was a handsome devil, though, a blue roan, about 15 hands high, and Jim couldn't help admiring him. But so far no one had been able to saddle-break him, and Jim thought it would be the perfect way to cap off his farewell to the cattle business. He decided he could use one more good ride on a bucking horse before he retired to the rocking chair. Walking out of the barn, Will Tanner called out, "Hey, boss, why don't you let me ride that one? Shorty's right. He's got a mean streak in him." The horse did have a mean streak, and it had been at least a couple of years since Hightower had decided his bones were getting too brittle to dust his breeches on the hard ground of the corral. Will was usually the man to break the ill-tempered horses, but he hadn't gotten around to this one.
"Too late," Hightower said as he settled his weight in the saddle. "I'm already on him. Let him go, Shorty."
Shorty shook his head, concerned, but he released the roan and backed away.